Hey, Rob.
Yeah?
Guess what?
What?
In today's Stream It, we're singing songs with actual pigs and gorillas.
Yeah, the only reason to do it was because we all believed it could be better. It couldn't be shooting for like, oh, maybe half as good or sideways. The whole ambition of the thing was to go further emotionally, musically, theatrically, spectacularly, you know.
Ooh, that's cool. And did you know we're also going on a tour of space with an intergalactic pop star?
So it's like Beyonce times 1,000. That's what I'm going to say. I mean, it's not just the earthlings that you're performing to. It's the aliens. It's all the different species out there that we don't even know exist. And they're Nova fans, apparently.
There's so much going on. Plus, as always, we're giving you our top recommendations on what you need to be watching this week.
Oh, yeah. This is Fun Kids Stream It.
Hey, I'm Connor.
And I'm Robin, and this is Stream It, our podcast featuring awesome interviews with the biggest celebs.
Oh yeah, and we're also telling you the hottest shows and films that you have to be watching this week. So on today's episode, we're hearing from the director of, well, I absolutely love this film. It's the smash hit Sing 2, Garth Jennings.
Oh, I'm a fan of that as well, Connor. And I've got Molly Rainford, star of the CBBC show Nova Jones, who's popping in. Should I say popping down from outer space to chat about her show?
Oh, I love Molly. That'll be so great. And I can't wait. What a show. Shall we get into it, Rob?
Not just yet. I do have a question for you.
Oh, no.
Right, okay. So this is an old school cartoon question. What vegetable does Popeye use to gain his strength? Wait. Don't answer yet. I'll reveal it all at the end of the episode.
Yeah, I think I know the answer to that one, but let me have a good think. I have to get it right. And whilst I pop the old thinking cap on, should we move on and hear from the director of Sing 2, Garth Jennings?
Yes, Sing 2 is a sequel to the brilliant movie Sing. Now, this is the second movie. Buster Moon and his friends must persuade reclusive rock star Clay Calloway to join them for the opening of a new show.
Yeah, and our fellow Fun Kids presenter, George, who we absolutely love, he presents on the weekends, did this interview, so take it away, George.
But I still haven't found what I'm looking for.
You just gotta be brave now.
Wrong again! Again!
You broke the bonds and you lose the chains. You carry the cross of my shame, of my shame. You know I believe it.
You will never be great, Johnny.
Could you tell us a bit about like how long the process has been from obviously completing Sing, the original, and it went down really well. Lots of people loved it and enjoyed it in the cinemas. How long has it been to kind of make Sing 2? How long has that process been?
When I think about the whole timeline, 10 years ago, I met the boss of Illumination for a cup of tea in London. And he invited me to meet him and talk about an idea he had for animals in a singing competition. And I thought it was a lovely idea. We had a long chat about it. And then I said, oh, I'll come on as a writer just to write it for them. Because I wasn't an animation director. I'd only worked with live action before. So I began the process of writing this script 10 years ago for the first film. That became Sing. I fell in love with the script. And they also offered me the opportunity to direct that first film. So it sort of snowballed. It didn't start as a directing project. It became a writing and directing project. And then it came out and it worked. And I'd already started thinking about what the second film would be with Chris Miller-Dandry and Dana Krupinski, our producer, before the first one was finished. Wouldn't it be funny, we thought, if they, you know, by the end of the first Sing film, they're only just singing for the first time in barely a set. Wouldn't it be great to see their careers go forwards from here? Like, where do they go to next? Like seeing them on the big stage in Vegas. So then that I would say Sing 2 has taken then 4.5 years and over 500 people to make.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's such a huge project. And I'm not surprised it's taken so long, so many people involved, because I watched it the other day and it's brilliant. It's action-packed. It's fun-filled. It's very joyous. It's a proper musical extravaganza. And I've got to say, personally, I think you've done that rare thing of making a sequel, a second film, which I think actually could even be better than the first. It's a very rare club to be in.
Right, yeah. Well, thank you.
You must be hugely proud of that, though.
I am. There's a lot I'm proud of with the film. I'm very proud of the team because everyone's been, it is such hard work. It's very hard to describe because it's happened over so many years. But when we all watched it together, the whole team that worked on the film, back in October, I think it was a monumental moment for all of us because we had no idea what would happen, what the critics would say, what audiences would think, but we all knew that was the film we wanted to make. And that is a remarkable thing to feel at the end of so much time and effort. And so seeing it now get that response from audiences is thrilling. It's just so great. And yeah, the only reason to do it was because we all believed it could be better. It couldn't be shooting for like, oh, maybe half as good or sideways. The whole ambition of the thing was to go further emotionally, musically, theatrically, spectacularly, you know. So I feel we did it.
You did. Yeah. You definitely did.
Thank
you. One of the contributing reasons is that you've got one of the biggest rock stars of all time in the film, U2 legend Bono. Can you tell me a bit about how that came about? Was the part originally written for Bono? Because it very much feels like it was with the music and just the character in general.
Yeah, he was the only choice we had. We were just so in love with the idea of his voice for that line and those songs. He was, because it wasn't just like an actor when you're choosing an actor to provide a voice. It's a singer who could be the voice of the line, and his songs that he's already made throughout his career with the band U2 would be ideal to tell this emotional story. So we went to him, not even expecting an answer. Normally people are too busy, or the agent at best will say, thanks, he's so appreciative of your interest, but I'm afraid we can't do it, la da da. But I just got this email saying he's going to phone you in 10 minutes. And sure enough, he did. And we ended up having this wonderful phone conversation and for about 45 minutes. And at the end of it, we were doing it.
I can imagine that's a pinch yourself moment. It's just, I'm on the phone.
Yeah. Well, you know what, though? The secret was the fact that he'd loved the first film. He said, I saw the first film. I loved it. You lot love music. You love all kinds of music. And because singing has everything in it. And I do. And we all do. And I think he really appreciates that. And he also could see how the U2 songs would be used, not as needle drops, but as the emotional core to the story, and how they would be treated was something that appealed to him.
Was there an element of art imitating life in the sense that obviously in the film, you know, they've got to go after Bono's character because they've kind of come up with this idea around him. I think quite a similar situation. Where like, I've written this for Bono. He hasn't said yes yet, but I really hope he does.
George, you're absolutely right, because it was not just the Bono thing. Yes, we've got this now. Well, there is no other way to go. But it was the same with everything, like saying, let's have these characters put on the biggest, most spectacular show we can possibly do. But that means we have to create the most spectacular show. So we kept finding ourselves in exactly the same, or not exactly the same, but very similar positions to the cast. Luckily, there's been no violent wolf character in our midst. But other than that, the scale and the difficulty of the challenges of putting on something this big, of creating something this big, are just enormous. If I'd known before it would take this long and be this hard, I would have been mad to have taken it on. I'm really glad I was naive at the beginning, because I'm super proud of what we made and I'm glad we did it. But my goodness, you know, the effort it's taken to get here is staggering. Yeah.
And you touched upon the cast. I mean, alongside Bono, I mean, the cast is extraordinary. Matthew McConaughey, Scarlett Johansson, Reese Witherspoon, Taron Egerton. I mean, the list, it goes on and on. It's quite incredible, really. If you actually look at it, you know, you go into IMDb and just look at it. It's like all of these stars. As a director, can I ask what that's like? Because firstly, do the actors and actresses each have their own different way of recording?
Yeah.
And equally, do you have to adapt your directing to them?
Yeah, a bit like that. You know, it's like you can't just have one setting. Everyone has a different energy. Also, everyone has a different start to their day when you're meeting someone and they're coming into a studio to meet you. Obviously, most of the cast from the first one I already know well. So it's lovely seeing them. But you don't know what someone's day's been like or what, you know, what they're going through. And you've only got a couple of hours together where you've got to catch something. You've got to create something wonderful and create the right atmosphere. And some people come in just ready to go. And they're already recording, you know, they're at the mic. And other people, it needs a little bit more time, but you still get what you're going. There's no right or wrong. There's no good or bad. But you're always, you've got to read the room and see what the energy levels are and then try and work with that.
Now, I don't know, Garth, if you've heard about the reception the film has had on social media, specifically TikTok, but people are literally going mad for Sing 2.
Really? I don't have TikTok.
Okay, I'm going to read for you, Garth. Because I've only got a minute left, but I wanted to finish with just a couple of the messages people are posting on TikTok. And you might have something back to say to them. So this is Lauren Houlihan first. And this has had over 200,000 people like this and many, many more see it. Lauren said, everyone go sprint to the movie theaters and watch Sing 2 immediately. The movie was bone chilling, brought tears to my eyes. Buster Moon is a fearless leader we can all learn from, as well as that brilliant Matthew McConaughey of a koala. She said, it deserves all the awards. What would you like to say to Lauren, Garth?
Yes, you are a very intelligent, brilliant person, and I love you. No, I think that's marvellous. What a lovely compliment. I mean, that kind of enthusiasm is just fantastic. It's as good as it gets.
Well, there are many, many other messages just like that, and with very good cause. Is because it's a fantastic film. You've really made a brilliant sequel. And I know many people have already checked it out, but if you haven't, I would highly recommend watching Sing 2. Garth, it's been a pleasure to chat with you. Thank you so much for your time.
I told you, Connor, I love Sing 2 so much.
Yeah, and the good thing is it should be coming to streaming services really soon, so you can watch it over and over again. Robin, question for you.
Oh, no.
If you could, like, actually pick your favourite karaoke song that you know you'd actually do a half-decent job at, what would it be?
I mean, I will not do a half-decent job, but I absolutely love This Is Me, you know?
Greatest Showman?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's a hard one, though.
I was going to sing it just there. Or Love Is an Open Door.
Oh, yeah, that one, yeah, whoa. Yeah. I actually quite think that I do a good job of the One Direction, What Makes You Beautiful.
Go on, then.
Well, no, I can't do it right now. I have to get in the mode, like sort of in the mood for it. Because I do every single one of the One Direction boys, too. I do a good job.
Oh, look at you. All right, Con, before we head to outer space to chat with Nova Jones herself, Molly Rainford, I reckon it's time for the look forward.
Yeah, I love this part. This is the list of five things we know you're going to love watching this week. We kind of just go through Netflix when you're sitting there scrolling and pick the best, don't we? And pick the best on Disney and all of them.
And I'm just saying, we have very good taste.
We do have very good taste. I agree.
The look forward. Five.
Alvin and the Chipmunks. Alvin, Simon and Theodore are not only chipmunks, they're internationally famous rock stars too. Listen, follow the three brothers along with their friends and the Chipettes. Brittany, Jenna and Eleanor as they rock out and hang out as one big musical family. That's on Pop weekdays at 9 a.m, 1 p.m. and 5 p.m. Loads of opportunity to watch. Check it out.
Four.
Craig of the Creek. Follow Craig and his two best friends, Kelsey and JP, who are going on adventures in the local wilderness known as the Creek. I love, love, love this show. It is a place full of action and amazing stories that's on Cartoon Network weekdays at 7 p.m.
Three.
Troop Zero, a misfit girl who dreams of visiting outer space, enters a national competition with a troop of birdie scouts to achieve her goal. That's available to watch on Amazon Prime and it's available right now.
Two.
DreamWorks Dragons, The Nine Realms. Now, this is set 1,300 years after the events of How to Train Your Dragon. Dragons are now just a legend in the modern world. However, A group of misfit kids uncover the truth about where dragons have been hiding. A secret they must keep to protect what they've discovered. All of Series 1 is available to watch on BBC iPlayer now.
1.
Vivo. So to fulfil his owner's last wish, Vivo, a pet kinkanchu, ventures out on a musical adventure where he makes new friends and rediscovers a new meaning to life. It's on Netflix right now.
Right, I think it's time we got these rocket ships ready.
Oh, yes, let's do it.
So this is my chat with Molly Rainford, who plays Nova Jones, an intergalactic pop star. We had so much fun when we had a chat. She came into the studio. And do you know, the thing about Molly is when I met her in real life, I thought she could actually be an intergalactic pop star.
Yeah, and do you know what else about Molly too? What? I've interviewed her about something completely different before. She's an absolute superstar. She does everything.
She does. It's pretty cool. So maybe, do you reckon she's a real intergalactic pop star and she's keeping it a secret?
Maybe she's like a super talented alien.
Ooh.
Yeah, and the thing, that, like, she can do everything just because she's, like, from outer space.
I reckon that is. Do you want to check this out?
Yeah, let's take a listen.
Nova Jones!
Walk through the room, you can see I got it. I can walk it, talk it, yeah. You can't help but stop and stare. Try to keep up, but you know I'll top it. I'm electric, plug me into the speakers, I'll begin.
If I don't know which planet we're going to, how can I know what to wear?
Thank you so much for joining us today, Molly.
Thanks for having me.
I, of course, have been stalking you. And we know you as a singer, of course, from Britain's Got Talent.
Yep.
That's actually many years ago.
I know.
It's strange to say because you're so young. Still.
I know. I'm like an old pro already. No, I'm joking.
I love that. And of course, you played Chloe as well in Million in Between.
Yes, yeah.
So you've got your singing, you got your acting, and I also saw that you love your dancing as well.
Yes, yeah.
Age-old question, what's your favourite?
Obviously singing. Obviously. I mean, do you know what? I feel like they all come hand in hand at some point. Like, you can't sing without moving a little bit, you know? And like, if you're singing a song, you're going to act out the words. You're going to feel the emotion of the song. So I feel like they all come together, but singing's my main love.
Yeah, which is exactly why this is perfect.
Exactly. Right? It's like the best role in the world.
And what is that role then, Molly?
So
tell us.
I am Nova Jones in the new series Nova Jones on CBBC.
Yeah.
Exciting.
I honestly, when I saw the trailer, I was like, this is exactly what I needed when I was young. Mm-hmm. Like, this is perfect.
I know. And it's like, for me, I want to be a pop star on Earth, and I get to be a pop star in the galaxy. It's like, it's the best job ever.
It's true. And so, of course, you're an intergalactic pop star in this series. What is an intergalactic pop star? Tell us.
So It's like Beyonce times 1,000. That's what I'm going to say. I mean, it's not just the earthlings that you're performing to. It's the aliens. It's all the different species out there that we don't even know exist. And they're Nova fans, apparently.
I love this. I love that it's Beyonce times 1,000. This is brilliant. So, of course, you're a pop star. You're performing to all these different planets. So what is the kind of like premise of the story? What kind of happens?
Okay, so Nova is what I like to call, and I use this a lot, but it's just the perfect way to explain her. She's a lovable diva, right? And we basically travel throughout space with her crew on the Jefferson. So we have the captain, who obviously drives the ship.
Yeah.
and his little sidekick, Sid.
Yeah.
And then I'm also managed by my little sister, McLaren.
Oh my goodness. So she's so much fun.
She bosses me around. She's really the grown-up of the two, I think.
And of course, you've got a chef in there as well.
Oh, baby. Chef Dindins is like unbelievable. What baby do you know that can just cook up a storm?
I mean, it's impressive. Because I can't cook. Can you cook? Are you a good cook?
Do you know what? I think throughout the lockdown, I mm-hmm. really got into cooking. Because that was like the one thing I was looking forward to. I was like, food.
Yes.
So I'm not much of a baker. I'll leave that to the pros and the bake-off guys because they're unbelievable. But I mean, I like I'm all right at cookies, mm-hmm. but not much of a baker. More of a pasta.
So we'll leave it to Chef Dindin.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now, I'm assuming you didn't actually film in outer space, or did you?
No, I didn't. I actually filmed in Belfast.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so that was like my first trip. Well, my first long trip over there, and it was so much fun. Although I didn't get to see a lot because of course. The situation. But, yeah. But I can't wait to go back.
So how did they get you into outer space then? How does that work?
So we're filmed, but all with a green screen. So we have the set and like Nova's bedroom and the canteen, like the diner and the cockpit, but we don't have the stars and the ships around us. So it's got all you. Green. And then the guys at Jam work their magic and they put us in space.
I love that. So we're getting like proper behind the scenes.
I know.
All the gisty bits.
It's very cool.
The Nova Jones story.
Nova!
I've got my top men on the job.
Captain of the North.
The North of Space.
Fixed it!
The Fuse.
Now, I'd love to play a little game with you.
Great.
Because, of course, you play Nova, who is this intergalactic pop star. And here at Fun Kids, we'd like to help you create your own planet.
Wow.
How cool is this? So we're going to set out the rules for this planet, because, of course, every planet needs its own rules.
Of course.
So I'm going to help you a little bit. So I'm going to ask you some questions, right. And then we can form this incredible planet together. Okay?
Wicked.
So what food are we going to be eating all day, every day? What food are we eating?
So it is a pasta. It's quite an Italian cuisine kind of planet. Because I can't live without different types of pasta. I think it's just the best.
I love it. Are we doing it for breakfast? Are we that strong on the pasta?
I'm sure we could get some sort of brekkie pasta thing. We'll ask Chef Dindens. Maybe he'll give us some.
See, we've already got Chef Dindens there. He's there.
Brilliant.
Now, of course, this is going to be such a huge part of your planet, I'm assuming.
Mm-hmm.
Music.
Oh, of course. I mean, I think it should be a rule that from about 7 a.m, everyone has to have their radios on.
Got
just
yeah.
playing all the hits.
Yeah.
You know.
What kind of tunes we're talking? What's your fave?
Oh, that's tough. I mean, obviously Nova's got to be playing because...
Yeah.
Duh.
But
I think a bit of everything. I think we all need to be like exploring new genres of music, you know, pop, R&B, Motown, you know, all that good stuff. Bit of reggae, you know. We got to just feel all the rhythms and feel all the rhymes.
I love that. We're just throwing it all in there. Yeah. Go for it. What a planet. Now, the all important question is like, how are we getting to school? That's tough, isn't it?
Oh, that is tough. I mean, I'm quite a fan of the tube system we have in London. I'm not going to lie. I mean, I think it's pretty cool. So I think we'd have our own kind of space tube, you know.
A space tube. That's pretty cool. Yeah. Now, I feel like we've set out some rules. We know what we're eating. We've got the music playing, of course. We know how we're getting to school. All important. So we need 3 other rules. What do you think you would make the 3 other rules?
I think one rule would be that whatever you wear, you have to add a little bit of colour.
Oh, I like it.
So we're not going overboard. It's not like you have to dress like Nova every day. But I think even if you wore all black and you had a pink lipstick, you have to just bring in the colour somehow.
Okay, I like it.
What else? I think another rule would be that when you wake up, you have to say one good thing that you're going to do today or one thing that's going to excite you today.
I love that.
Because I think that would make everyone pretty positive.
It would, wouldn't it? That's a really good rule.
Yeah, I like that.
And maybe you like have to tell each other.
Yeah, maybe you go, today, this is what I'm going to do. And then you got to tell your friend so you actually do it. You know?
That's so
good. Otherwise, you might not do it.
That's it. Yeah, we all do that, don't we? Yeah. We're like, yeah, Mom, of course I'll tidy my room.
No.
I'm not tidying my room. Okay, so you got one last rule.
Ooh,
use it that wisely.
That is tough. But I think every school needs to have one little sweet that you can get every break time, you know, like just a treat, but just to give you that fuel for the next lesson. Yes. Do you know what I mean? You have to have like one little treat just in the break time. Maybe like a chocolate or, I don't know, a little cake or a cookie. But I think it should be like complimentary. School has to hand that out.
Yeah, it's like the rule.
That is the rule.
And you've made the rules of the planet.
That is it.
So it has to be done. It's,
there's no going back now.
There is no going back now.
The government has spoken.
I love that. Well, the very last question we haven't done yet is we haven't named our planet. So what are we going to name it?
Ooh. It's got to be something with sparkle, I think. Guys, I think I need some suggestions.
Yes.
I think maybe you guys need to tell me because...
Shall we?
Yes, please.
Yes, let's get our Fun Kids listeners to name your planet.
Yay!
Yes! Well, I'll definitely let you know what the name is. And I mean, we're not like bossing. We're just saying sparkles would be a good shout, right?
Yeah, something with sparkles or a colour in the name would be great.
I love it. Well, I want to live on this planet mainly for the pasta, if I'm honest.
Yeah, me too.
Just for the pasta.
That'd be an ideal world.
Well, we cannot wait to see Nova Jones, of course, yourself in action. And you see it on CBBC and iPlayer as well.
Yes, it's on CBBC at 5.
I love it. Well, thank you so much for your time today. And I know our Fun Kids listeners can't wait to see you in action.
Thank you for having me. I can make the moves. I can hit the notes. I can do it all. You know I got what it takes. Ain't nothing that I gotta play. Pitch perfect.
Oh, that was so, so good. And I think I love Molly even more. She's just the best, isn't she?
Oh, she is. She's brilliant.
All the episodes of Nova Jones Series 1 are available on iPlayer right now. So you can like just absolutely binge it. I love that as well. When you go and watch something and there's more than one episode available.
Yeah, but it's rubbish because you lose your whole day.
Whole day gone. Whole weekend gone. And I may have heard as well, little secret. There may be a season 2 coming out real soon.
Ooh. Look at you with the backstage knowledge. I love it. So exciting. Right, Connor, remember, I did ask you, what vegetable does Popeye use to gain his strength?
Yeah, and I got a little bit confident, okay? And I do think I know the answer.
Do you?
Is it spinach?
It is spinach. Yes. Well done.
Do you know what? I was kind of going through all the green vegetables in my head. And I was like, broccoli. No, it doesn't quite look like broccoli. It's definitely not peas because I can't remember them being little balls. So it's got to be spinach.
Yeah, but the trouble is it comes out of a can, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's kind of the Popeye thing. I've never seen spinach in a can.
No, but Popeye has it in a can.
He does have it in a can. Maybe we need to eat more spinach. Get our muscles going, Rob.
I mean, I was going to say some, but we don't have any.
No, we have absolutely none. Right, that's it for this week's Dream It. We've spoken about everything. We've spoken about Molly Rainford, how much we love her. We've spoken about spinach and, all the nonsense. Thank you so much for listening. Hey, listen, if you enjoyed it, why not subscribe and leave us a review wherever you're listening to us right now?
Yeah, we've been Connor and Robin, and we're the presenters here at Fun Kids, the children's radio station from the UK. And you can listen all around the country on your DAB digital radio and at funkidslive.com. Hey, you can hear me at the weekends at 8 a.m.
Yeah, and you can hear me weekdays from 7 p.m. So make sure you check it out. We'll be back with a brand new Stream It for you next week. Robin, see ya.
See ya.